This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, let's go right to him. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald, Dolphins columnist, joins us this morning. Before we get into all this work and free agency and the draft and who's coming in and who's going out and everything else. Hey, Omar, I got to start with Javon Holland on you. Man, a lot of talk yesterday that I see people writing he could get up to 4 year, $80 million. He could get $20 million a year with about 40 something guaranteed. That there's going to be a lot of teams. Is that going to be the case, you think, for Javon Holland?
More than likely, just because he's got a good agent. His agent generally gets people money, and works with certain teams. He's probably going to go play for one of those teams that's going absolutely nowhere. But he's going to get the bag, and he's going to be responsible for laying the foundation and being part of the culture. I would be shocked, but then again, remember last year when I told you that Christian Wilkins wasn't going to be averaging $24 million a year? I thought that was ridiculous. Well, that was what Christian got. He makes $24 million a year for the first 3 years of his deal. I really only count guaranteed money in contracts. Everything else is fake. As you can see, I expect a ridiculous amount of releases today, maybe the weekend, Monday. I think it's holding up free agency because I really – this is not a very good crop of talent in free agency. And the fact that it's not a good crop of talent, Javon is right there at the very top.
So I had some texts come in about Javon. I thought when Javon didn't get paid and they extended contracts to Jalen Ramsey and obviously Tyreek Hill, I think he was a little salty. I think we'd all agree at that point. So what was his relationship with the team after that? Did you know, because people, I got text and I say he's always great with me, but I'm guessing he wasn't real, I'm guessing he was good with his teammates. I wasn't around that much to see that, but he couldn't have been happy with the GM and some of the coaches, right, from that stuff or no?
Understand that Javon's buddy in this game is Christian Wilkins. That was his big brother. That was his mentor. So he watched it happen.
Yeah.
Same agent. So he watched it happen the year before. So he had to take the same mindset. Now, also, I think it's very unfair for Dolphin fans to look at Javon and judge him based on the fact that, oh, he didn't give us his all. Oh, he wasn't playing really hard, which are all fair criticisms. But think about it from this standpoint. Broke his hand in the season, played through it, suffered a knee injury, played through it. What more do you want him to do?
Well, I think the only thing I looked at, he just didn't have a lot of the numbers you're looking, whether it's more sacks or
forced fumbles or
recoveries or, as you said, interceptions. Those are things, and it was kind of an empty sheet that way with 62 tackles. Yeah. But listen, I think he's a really talented guy. I mean, he can cover and he can do some different things.
No doubt. No doubt a really talented guy, but he expects to be paid like an elite safety. And when you look at Javon's career, Javon has averaged, I think he's averaged 58 tackles a season. And then when you extrapolate out his impact plays, he's given you 1.25 interceptions, 1.25 forced fumbles, 1.25 safeties. Not safety sacks. Like, he's averaged like 3, maybe 4 plays a season, and I'm sorry, that's not worth $20 million. That's not even worth $15 million. I probably put it on 12, but that's free agency.
Yeah,
I mean, when you look at the talent that's out there, he's one of the youngest guys out there.
That helps him a lot, and he's athletic. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And a guy like Brian Flores, who is looking for a safety, might look at him and say, hey, this could be my finishing piece of my defense, and add him to Minnesota. I've heard Carolina. I've heard Jacksonville. Somebody's going to give him the money.
Yeah.
So, you know, and props to him. And the Dolphins, you want him to succeed because it's going to lead to a better compensatory pick. The bigger the deal he gets, the higher
That's
the compensatory
good point.
Pick
I
you're going to get.
I did not bring that up. That's a good one. Hey, I got to ask you about Bradley Chubb. It was good to hear. He's going to take and have a chance to get his money back. What'd you think about getting Bradley Chubb back?
When I see the deal, I'll know what to think. Obviously, it's him being shaken down, which we all knew was coming and going to happen. It's part of the game. Nobody cries for him, and everybody. It's just the nastiest part of what we do and how the NFL works. Nobody twisted Miami's hand to sign that contract. But, you know, right now they've decided that they're not going to honor the contract. They're going to restructure it. I'm dying to see what it looks like. It hasn't been reported to the league yet. But, you know, props to him for helping the Miami Dolphins formulate a better team.
Let's get into the biggest needs as you're looking at this thing now. I'm guessing pass rusher, they're counting on all three of their guys, Chubb.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Jalen coming back and being 100% by the time camp rolls around, and also Chop. So would you agree that's off the board as far as the top priority now with this team?
No, because they went into it last year where they wanted 4. And right now you don't necessarily, and that's before
they got
Chad
a lot
Barrett.
Of needs, man. They got a lot.
No, Joe, you're asking me to take one off the board. I'm just telling you that it's there. It's still there. It's sitting there. They need 3 safeties. They need 4 guards. They need 3 defensive tackles. They need 2 inside linebackers. They need 2 running backs.
Yeah, 2 more running backs, yep.
Yeah,
backup quarterback. And by the way, probably not only a veteran quarterback, but probably draft one to develop.
Absolutely. Yeah. No question. They're going to get a veteran quarterback, and they're probably going to draft one or have one undrafted rookie or maybe sign Huntley. I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know how I feel about signing Huntley, but right now you got nothing, so why not? Especially if you're going to offer him a minimum contract and guarantee him $500,000. What's the harm? Chris Greer generally likes to go into free agency trying to address every single area so that he can go into the draft and just select the best available player. If you do that, then you got to sign about 30 people because your roster has nothing on it.
Yeah, no, there's no question. Hey, so I want to ask you, we're talking about this with Kyle Krabs. I was talking, you think they big splash it with one guy? Could you see anybody getting $16-17 million at any position that they really like and think can make a difference? Or you think it's more spread it out, lower base salaries?
Yeah. I think there maybe if there's one guy, maybe it's Milton Williams. They've coveted him for quite a while. I don't necessarily think that he's in their price range. But I think the best year that I think Chris Greer had free agency wise was last year. He just killed the second tier deals. And, you know, he made it work with what he had. Now, did he hit a home run on safety? No. He whiffed on that one.
He had a good year with the Atlanta Falcons, the two guys he got from there. He did that was his best work. Calais Campbell and Jonnu Smith. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but Calais wasn't even him. I don't even credit him with Calais, to be honest with you. I credit Calais with Calais because Calais could have got way more money somewhere else. It wasn't like the Dolphins outbid him. The relationship he had with Anthony Weaver got him here. If it's me and I'm this organization and I'm Mike McDaniel and I'm Steve Ross, I'm doing whatever I can to get Calais to commit the plan right now and sign the contract right now. I don't think there's anything you could do to make him do that other than maybe overbid, but if I tell you that Calais is going to sign for $6 million, your reaction is what, Joe?
I take him for $6 million for a year.
Yeah.
I find $6 million because he's important to the leadership. And when somebody gets a little hot-headed or a little pouty, he can build guys up when they're a little down.
He can defuse the situation, and he's so important. And that's what people don't understand, and I keep saying I'm going to write it. People don't understand how important Armstead and Calais are to Mike McDaniel's survival.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I wanted to ask you if I told you you could have Kendall Lamb or Teron, which one would you want to come back to be a backup tackle if I told you you decide you're going to just keep one of them? They could keep both.
Lamb is not coming back. Lamb is, if he's going to be playing, he's going to be playing in Carolina. He's told me that. Teron has to come back in my mind, and you're going to have no chance without Teron, because Teron is going to be leading your offensive line room. He's going to be leading your offense. There's nobody on your team that can control Tyreek Hill other than Teron.
I've been saying that. Yeah, I realized that on the bus on a trip without getting into the conversation, because I got that. I got that he respects him, and then the stuff that happened at Super Bowl was real clear to me.
Yep.
And obviously clear to you. I got to ask about Amari Cooper, Northwestern High School, looking for a fifth team. Any interest? He not the same guy he was, let's be honest, and he's had some dropsies too, but he's been a really good route runner. He does some good things. Coming back home to play on the cheap, is that something the cheap?
No, I don't think so. Right. I don't look at receivers as something that they're going to address. I could be wrong.
Matt Collins?
Give me Mac Hollins. Absolutely, no question about it. That Mac is you must have seen my notes, man. Mac,
I haven't seen you since your date. I haven't even got caught up with you.
Hey, you didn't ask, Joe.
No, go ahead. Get to Mac first before you get those beautiful ladies you show me. Go ahead.
Mac gives you that toughness. He gives you that specialty. Oh, Mac,
no question.
You need everybody in free agency should represent Mac Collins. And if they don't, then I'm like, this ain't gonna work. Because Mac is a dog, and Mac gives you so many different things. He's not gonna be a star, he's not gonna put up ridiculous numbers, but he's going to bring you an intensity and a ferociousness that you are absolutely lacking as a team.
You remember his last play he played this year, touchdown in the end zone, great catch.
I don't remember the last play he played this year.
No, the Buffalo Bills against the Kansas City Chiefs. He makes a catch and beautiful catch over his shoulder in the end zone. Pretty good coverage, comes down with it, puts him right back in the game. Yeah,
I know exactly who Mac Collins is, and he's not expensive. And
he loves it down here. I saw him at the DCC with no shoes on. I went, he's back.
Yeah, exactly, Mac. I mean, the fact that he lives down here. He was a starter for the Buffalo Bills last year. So I don't know if he, you know, absolutely wants to come back here, because, you know, he's part of a winning organization. But and this is just me in my dreamland, you need players like Mac. They set the tone.
I agree. No argument. So does it hurt him at all that he played, he was here with Brian Flores and not, does that come into play at all or no?
I think he had 1 year with Mike McDaniel. He didn't have 1 year with Mike?
Not sure.
I'm not sure, but you're making me second guess myself.
I'm not sure now either. You start those years when you get to be my age, that could be off a year. Hey, backup quarterback real quickly. Obviously, I know everybody's worried about the whole team right now, but you know, I can't forget Tua played 11 games and missed six. So what's the backup quarterback? Who do you like that matches? I know everybody's already talked to Bevel and everybody about what's the right fit and how long does it take to learn this system and all those things. But who's that guy?
I think that guy's Jimmy Garoppolo. I think Jimmy gives you a level of savvy experience and leadership, and he knows the offense. I think you said it there. It's the key is to know the offense. If that's the case, then I'm going with Jimmy Garoppolo and Joshua Dobbs. I've been a big fan of Joshua Dobbs his whole career. Oddly enough, Joshua Dobbs and Jimmy Garoppolo are the same age. They're both 30. Now, if you want to go younger, you could definitely do that.
You got one or the other. You can't have both those guys. We got to get somebody else ready to go, one of those draft guys.
Oh yeah, but you could go Trey Lance or Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson is out there. He's going to be a free agent. I don't know if Denver's going to be, you know, really being a competitive to try to get him. And he's got a talented arm. Maybe it's just not been the right situation from a coaching standpoint. So if Mike wants a young project, he can go get one. With all he's got going on right now this year, the last thing I want to do is be developing a young quarterback, because it really doesn't matter. If you got to develop a young quarterback or you lose Tua for six games, your quarterback's focus needs to be keeping me at 500, because if not, everybody's going to get fired.
Omar, we were talking about this. Do you really believe that the GM and head coach are on a hot seat this year?
Absolutely. I think that the owner flat out said it. When he announced that, hey, the status quo will not do. Well, what's the status quo, Joe? It's the same old, same old. It's you know, not getting to the playoffs. I think you need to have a repeat of 2023 in order for them to be safe.
Well, then you're telling me Tua's got to stay healthy for 17 to have any chance.
Yep. Or you have to have a competent quarterback that could lead you to keep you 500 and your season. I mean, there's no denying the fact that when they lost Tua, they have the worst offense in the NFL.
Oh no, I saw it up close with you. Yeah, it was really bad. 9-10 points. It got really ugly. Hey Omar, thank you, man. How are we doing with the ladies though? Good. Everything's good?
We're taking a timeout, Joe. We're taking a timeout.
You weren't last time I saw you at the DCC, you weren't in a timeout. Your ass was, time to get out of here to go get on a date is what you were doing.
I went on my second date with her yesterday, and that was good.
Did you tell her you loved her and you'd like to see her and she's the one? Did you go that far or no?
No. You know what, Joe? I'm dealing with older women, and when you deal with older women, they're a little bit detached. You know, my therapist says I got to date older women. I think I'm going to abandon
There's
that.
No way. There's no way.
No,
you ain't changing. Your track record speaks for itself, man. They're younger. You're not changing. Don't tell me all of a sudden you need somebody to talk to and have grown-up conversation. Your ass like something hot to look at that you can chase around. No.
I have to be different, Joe. I have to start. If you want different results, you got to do different things, Joe. Now that's where I'm trying. So I'm still in a period of trying older. You know, we ain't going super old, but we're working hard to make sure that I'm with a more mature woman, a woman who doesn't think she's going to change me and force me to do the things that she wants to do, which is get married and have kids and all that foolishness.
No more kids.
Omar,
thank you. I appreciate it. And thanks for that update. I feel better about your personal life right now. It sounds like it's going the right direction. Thank you.
Next week, you got to bring me in, Joe, so we can swipe together, okay?
All right. That's a date. That's a date right there. I like that. Thanks, man.
All right, talk to you later.
Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning, man. There's a lot of work to be done, in case you didn't. We just barely knocked on the door with getting this Dolphins thing figured out. And boy, they got a hit, man. They got a hit at a high percentage and give these coaches something to work with to upgrade this to get back in the ball game here for the playoffs. This can have to be a real good year starting in that front office. A really good year. Kind of like Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. He's always having a good year because the guy's really good at what he does. And he said, Joe, fixed rates in the fives, baby. Fixed rates right now in the fives. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, he's got great program for you and get you the best rates. If you just were out looking on the weekend, found a place you like, oh, my God, we got to get approved for a mortgage real quickly. This is what Michael Cacci does. It's about great service. When you're Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage and you've been around here for 35 years, he knows a thing or two of putting together programs that are perfect for you to help you out. You've been self-employed and been declined by the bank. Got something for you, too. Google reviews. Check them out. Go to Choice Mortgage Reviews. Find out what the people are saying that have dealt with Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. And once you know the guy, you understand how good he is at what he does and how quickly. Because 7 days a week, you can always get a hold of Michael Cacci. Guy has no life. And it's not a shot at him. He just truly, his kids even go, you know, Dad, you have no life, really. Even though you got mom and stuff, you have no life. You're always working. You're always on that phone. Call or text him. 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Time for weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law from youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is, it's in the 50s out there, depending where you may be consuming our program.
I like that, man. That's nice, cool weekend. That'd be great.
I know. It is nice.
A little bit of this is good, Woody. I like it hot now. I do like our summers nice and hot.
Mm-hmm.
But
you like it nice and sticky out there.
Yeah, I do.
It's nice.
I do like
this way.
I do.
We do have a few other things going on. We do have heat tickets, as you mentioned to me just a second ago. There.
Chicago, are they still for tomorrow night?
They are.
Good.
And we have the NASCAR Cup Series coming to Homestead Miami Speedway. We got a chance for you to win tickets to see NASCAR at its finest. High stakes, adrenaline-fueled racing with NASCAR's top drivers. You could win.
Homestead's gorgeous down there. Nice track.
Just go to the WQAM.com contest page to enter. You see, MJ was having a little... A fight with NASCAR. There's like a lawsuit or something going on with MJ.
No, I didn't see
that.
Yeah. MJ can do whatever he wants. He's MJ.
Well, I think he thinks that. And
MJ can do what he wants, okay?
Okay.
You notice MJ stays out all this stuff, like all this basketball stuff. And he never gets, like, when that just tells you, like, he's secure in who he is and what he's done. And
yeah, I mean, he doesn't do a talk show, but he did do, like, the most powerful documentary of all time.
Yeah. And that's it. And by the way, you know you're good.
Ruffled some feathers.
But everybody's copying what he did now. Now you're going to see LeBron's got a camera going around with him just in case his last year. And they're going to follow him around and stuff.
LeBron's got a lot of stuff, though, man. So he did the that show, whatever the thing was called, with Jimmy Butler and Anthony Edwards. And then he's on the new Netflix one with the USA basketball team, which is actually a really good documentary. But
I actually happen to be and have a lot of respect for LeBron. He's playing at
I'm
the
sure
level
he's
playing.
That.
No, he doesn't care. But a lot of people don't like him for his beliefs and think he's a phony and the Chinese thing and all that stuff. But I think he stands for a lot of good things. I think he's great for the kids. And to play at this level, whatever you think. You know, I don't care. That MJ, honestly, the thing that Charles Barkley left out, it's the oldest, most boring topic of all time. You either like LeBron or you like MJ, and it's fine. I'm guessing most old school guys still think Michael Jordan's the greatest of all time. And a lot of the young folks like what LeBron's doing with all the numbers that he has. The only record he doesn't have and probably never going to get is MJ's got 6 championships. And don't know if that's...
No, that debate is painful. But the funny thing about LeBron, and he's had the spotlight since he was, what, 16?
Since he was in Akron, man. And they start putting his games on TV.
And you got to admit, that guy lived up to the hype.
Plus 90.
Yeah. I mean, he delivered on everything, man.
He did.
I know, you know, whatever his political views, like, people got to relax with that stuff. But, you know, the guy's done everything he could have possibly asked for.
You look at what he stands for and all the things... I think he's been great, seriously. So
he plays. By the way, doesn't do this whole load management deal.
He tried
even
to play
at 40.
Well, he was going to try to play every game, and then he realized.
Well, yeah,
took a little time off, and then he got it back. Because boy, he has been
pretty damn admirable, though, to
try at least,
right?
Hey, so I got to say this, and we got to go to break here to get all caught up here before 9 o'clock. Mike Florio is going to join us. We got all kinds of stuff. By the way, we got a new. A new headline to go with free agency, with cuts and trades and everything else, extensions, restructuring. Permission to seek a trade. Hey, Woody, when did that get so popular? Permission to seek a trade, please. And DK Metcalf on that list. And Trey Hendrickson is now saying, please get me out of Cincinnati. I don't want to be here. One of the best pass rushers in the game from Cincinnati. I got to tell you, man, they're going to be some huge trades taking place. I can't wait for Monday. This weekend's going to be fun, but Monday morning we should know a lot, including what the Dolphins were able to do and what they're looking at over that next week. So anyway, all that stuff, we got to get caught up here. Beverly's Jewelers. Yeah, Jeff, Amanda, thank you. Thank you so much for 31, 32 years of helping me out, makeups, breakups. Engagements, breakups again, bigger engagement ring, the whole deal. Beverly's Jewelers has been there for me. Incredible offer. right now for you. If you're thinking about getting engaged and you got a tight budget, listen to this one. You got to go see it. I'm going to tell you about it, but please go to Beverly's Jewelers and check it out before you make a decision. A stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. You got a tight budget, and you want to get her something absolutely gorgeous. Choose from all shapes, larger size available, similar savings. This is a limited-time offer, plus gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, your diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and you can too, for any occasion you might have coming up. They've got something for everybody in Fort Lauderdale, off of Commercial Boulevard, easy to get to, a nice big store, or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged. All right, welcome back, and good morning. Happy Friday to everybody. You know what I always say, man? Don't let anybody F your Friday up. Don't let anybody F your Friday up. No way. Had a great night last night. I don't usually like to go to sporting events during the week. I'm fine now as I get older. Kind of sets me back the next day. I had a blast last night at the Panthers game. I really did. And not only that, but I had my whole family with me and my wife and some of her family. It was great. It was a fun night. And they're not only fun to watch, they got a great team. They're well coached. They play this defensive system. I'm at that game. That thing could have been 8 or 9 to nothing, actually. The Panthers are just that. Blue Jackets had no chance to win that game. None. They couldn't get shots off. They had 16 shots on the night. And a lot of them, Big Bob got the shutout, obviously. A little misleading, but hey, listen, he was good and made the stops when he had to. But, well, I'll tell you what, with the guys, the way they play in front of him, man, that is NHL trade deadline is today at 3 o'clock, and that will be done. And everybody's waiting to see if Bill Zito, man, who everything he touches these days turns to gold, every move he makes works, see if he's rolling the dice one more time, or Nico Sturm, San Jose Sharks center. Looks like he'll be a fourth liner here for the Panthers as they get some depth. And then the big question is going forward, not that they're playing great. They've won 5 straight. The question is going to be, is Matthew Tkachuk coming back for the playoffs? I know a lot of people believe he will be back. And if he didn't rip that groin and it's just pulled, and he can come back, boy, they're going to be a tough out. They're going to be a tough out again, as they've really, really turned it up. 81 points now with 5 straight wins, as I said. Congratulations to Big Bob. 4th shutout of the season. 423 wins now puts him in the top 10 all time. That story by itself, Big Bob, I thought he was done. I thought they were going to try to give him away for a bag of peanuts. I really did. It was so bad. And he said, no, I want to stay here and I can play better. And he just turned things around. Just turned things around after getting that big contract and people ripping him and playoffs. And he's in street clothes because he was playing so poorly. And this guy now is happy. This is where he wanted to be. I'm guessing nice Russian population of people down here where he lives. And so a lot of people speak the language, and he just playing his ass off, man, playing great. So a lot of good stuff going on with that team right now. They got it figured out. They have it figured out like nobody's business. We got a lot of stuff. 9 o'clock, Mike Florio is going to join us like he does here on Friday. And, yeah, we've got free agency, and we'll see if the Dolphins over the weekend look to restructure some contracts, free up some more money to get involved a little bit more in free agency. And then, by the way, there's also, if you want, there's trades to be made if you want to go that way, although business is going to be a little expensive if you're looking at a DK Metcalf or a Trey Hendrickson, one of the best pass rushers in the game. By the way, Cincinnati, if they're serious – about winning right now with Joe Burrow? Don't they have to keep T. Higgins? They're going to keep Ja'Marr Chase. They're not letting him go. Hell, he's the best receiver in football right now. Trey Hendrickson and T. Higgins, I don't know how they're going to sign them all. Should have never come to this. Should have been done a long time ago. But the Brown family is very cheap. But I'm curious to see how this all going to play out with these guys all wanting to get out. There's going to be more guys that teams have told you want out of here. You and your agent are free to talk to everybody. Bring them back. Let's see what we can do. You get a deal worked out, and we'll see if it works for us, like it worked for you. It's going to be a fun one, folks. Not only the free agency, but the cuts, the trades, all those things still going to happen over the weekend. And of course, the new one, permission to seek trade list, is the new and growing fast group of stars looking to go somewhere else, get paid last year of a contract, not happy where they are, not happy with the way they're being used. And then we're going to all sit back together and see what's going to happen with this this news of Javon Holland potentially getting a four-year, $80 million deal. Jeez. How about he goes to the Jets for some reason, too? Goes to the Jets.
Good.
For 4-year, $80 million. Jets.
That disaster.
Yeah. That thing, by the way, is a mess for sure, Woody.
So there's a couple things here, Joe. First, there is a story that has just come out. I want you to read it during the break before we get into it here, but it has to do with some drugs and a bounty on someone. But it is a sports story. It's a top story on ESPN.
What's it again? Go ahead. I got a few seconds. Just
well, I want to
stop
give away
teasing
the heat
me,
tickets.
Bro. Oh, okay.
So can we do this story? By the way, is right up your alley.
Which part? The drugs?
No.
But you're bringing me back to the 80s. Jeez, I'm trying to, like I tell my kids, I'm trying to get out of the 80s. Leave me alone.
No, this.
I did some bad things I'm not proud of, jerky.
I know I do take shots, but that was not meant in that way. It's more of that, like, this is like the kind of thing I feel like you would enjoy as a television program.
Oh.
But in real life.
Oh. All right,
Woody. Can I give you a quote here?
Yeah.
Said he went from shredding powder on the slopes at the Olympics to distributing powder cocaine on the streets of U.S. cities.
I did
see
some.
We'll tease you with that one.
Is that the one? They're kind of looking for that guy right now. They're trying to find that man.
Let's. Can we come back and
discuss? Yeah, yeah. No. That's
In honor of the $10 million bounty on this gentleman's head, let's go caller number 10 right now, 305-567-0560, and we'll hook you up with heat tickets.
Is this for the Chicago Bulls game tomorrow night?
It is.
So if you don't have any plans, man, let us know. Get going on that one. Right now, I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm going to throw some numbers out that I think are impressive, especially when it comes to great service that you get at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Still family-owned. I'd like to start with this one. 35 years, 135 trucks, 7 days a week. Hey, that belongs to Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. They've been around a long time, about great service with the best people, trained by them, trained and certified technicians, ready to go in those 135 trucks. Now, those 135 trucks, man, some of them are fixing your air conditioning and plumbing problems. Others are delivering water heaters and new air conditioning units. We got the best people. Listen, it starts with great people, with a great work ethic, to do it the right way. We got a box truck filled with all-size Rheem water heaters and air conditioning units so we can deliver quickly. Same-day installation is always a goal. Listen, if we don't make it, we'll see you the next day, though, for sure. Financing plans to help you out. Again, this is the way they've been doing it at Air Around the Clock for a long, long time. Still family-owned. Eric's starting to show up working his dad's hours now. He gets in there early. They're going strong. Hey, the next time you have any kind of air conditioning problem or plumbing problem, need a new water heater or need a new air conditioning unit, the place to go, they have a warehouse full of air conditioning units and water heaters, all different sizes for you. Just go to 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER for any kind of problems there. You've seen the billboards, 1-888-349-6922. Tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. They'll be out quickly.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.